Welcome, friends, to the Someone Gets Me podcast. I am your host, Diane Allen, and I am so delighted that you're here. This podcast was created because I believe there is a visionary leader inside each one of us who is waiting to be seen. In each episode of Someone Gets Me, you will hear useful tips from successful visionaries who will share their stories about how being seen has allowed them to take their vision out into the world with action. Hi everyone, today I'm going to talk about having fun using our coping skills. So often people think coping skills are this heavy thing that we have to learn how to do in order to manage the stress of life and figure out how to make it through. Well, I have found a way to make it all fun. Because years and years ago, my life was very heavy. I took everything seriously. I didn't feel very good most of the time. You could say I had a level of depression or existential problem, and I didn't like it. So I learned how to have fun. I learned how to have fun using the skills to cope with life's change and transitions and stress in a way that's productive. So a little story. I'm out here on my porch, and I'm compelled to do this video, not all with my dress outfits on and my makeup and everything, but to do it casually, because today was one of those days where I had to use a lot of my coping skills on and off at different times for different situations. And so I thought no better time to talk about it and share with you some information that might help you than right now when I'm in it. So I'm out here on my porch, and my first coping skill is get out in nature, to come home, ground myself a little bit, relax, and then get out here in the nature. I live in Florida, it's February right now, and it's 75 degrees, and the sun is out, it's the early evening, it's beautiful right now. And connecting with nature for me really helps decompress my system. I can feel the weirdness of the day melting off of me just sitting here with you on this video. Then the next thing I do, the next coping skill I make fun is this, my tea. I made this delicious red chai tea the moment I got in the door. And the tea tastes delicious, but the warm, soothing cup and drinking it really help relax my system. And so I always say, have some nice herbal tea or something that you enjoy to drink that remind yourself that everything's going to be okay. Yes, earlier today, technology did not work in my favor a couple times, and I didn't know if it was technology itself, if it was the issue of the computer and the scanners and things, or whether it was me not using it correctly. And my amazing assistant, she was here with me, and she could see me getting stressed, and I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. Okay, Diane, use your coping skills. I don't know about this. And so she very gently said, shall I look at it for you? And I said, sure. Because I knew a different set of eyes would do it. And I said, I've got to not let my stress level get too high. So what did I do? I let her work on it, and I stepped aside and I walked around and I took a few long, deep breaths, exhaling really deeply and then inhaling and exhaling really deeply and then inhaling and letting myself just relax. I call it kind of a decompression time. We don't have to have the burner up, and everything's okay. So in the 3 or 4 minutes that I rested and walked around, she fixed it. And everything's working fine now. And then she laughed and said, I don't even know how I did it, but it works. And that's one of her superpowers. Sometimes she can just figure things out in such a flow that we don't have to retrace the steps. So that's another coping skill, allowing someone else to help you. Because when she offered, it could have said no. But I did the right thing by allowing her to be of service and getting myself out of the stressful situation in the moment so that I could have my clarity back. So the moment it was all handled, only took 3 minutes or so, I was back doing my projects, relaxed, calm, and focused. Had I not allowed her to help me, or I would have kept pushing without letting anyone in, then it could have been a much longer day. So our coping skills can be done with fun and happiness. A little while ago, right before I did this video, I took my dog for a walk. She's a 70-pound Labradoodle, and she loves to sniff and walk and talk and meet all the other dogs in the neighborhood. That's another way that I can use a coping skill of exercise and walk and breathing to help decompress the day and allow whatever happened in the stress of driving in traffic or anything to just float away. Coping skills can be fun. Yes, they can. They can bring a smile to your face because you can know that when you're really good at coping with things, or you're really skilled at knowing when to interject for yourself so you no longer have to go to those really big, high, stressful places, you're in charge of your life. You're in control more than you gave yourself credit for previously. And then that is a gift. Another coping skill that's really, really useful, besides the warm tea and breathing in nature, is to connect with another person or another being, another animal. Like I connect with my dog, or maybe I'll call a friend of mine. I just finished a training yesterday afternoon that I was really excited to do. So later on today, I'm going to call one of my friends who was wanting to know how it was going and have a conversation about it. So sharing the good things that we're doing, sharing the things that feel nice, sharing excitement for yourself and for others is a coping skill that not too many people pay attention to. Yes, we need to breathe from our diaphragm and refocus our thinking. And wherever we place our energy is where we get more of it. So I like to look at what's exciting and what's good and what's worked really, really well. And then magnify that, breathe into that. So today I will call a couple of my friends and tell them all about this great training I finished and how wonderful I feel about it. And they'll be excited because they were rooting me on. And then I will ask them, what neat things have happened for you? What good things have happened for you today? Or maybe yesterday? What is happening in your life that is wonderful? Because by doing that, they then have the chance to talk about the things that are going well for them and the things that are going right. Because face it, even if today was a really kind of terrible day, or even if you are walking around going, oh my gosh, this is the worst day ever, you're still sucking air. You're still alive. You still have gifts. You still have ability that, yes, it might have been a really tough day, but it's not the end of the world. There's perspective here. You're allowed to, and I encourage all my people to have all your feelings. Feel the full range of your feelings. But it doesn't mean you have to be stuck there. It doesn't mean you have to stay in a heavy negative place. I had a rough day earlier. The day calmed down because I did a reset meditation. Right around 1:30 or 2 o'clock every day, I take a break. Yes, I take a break. I turn everything off. And I take a break, 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes. I don't sleep necessarily, but I allow myself to just be still and be quiet. Sometimes I'm out here on my really nice comfy porch with all my plants all around and watching the people and hearing the hustling bustle while I'm in my little safe space. Sometimes I'm in my recliner that's powered and I can relax in it and just close my eyes with a nice blanket or quilt over my legs. Sometimes my relaxation time, my break in the middle of the day, is a warm bath or a walk on the beach. That even when there's all these disruptions around us and things are happening and life is going on all around, that we can be still and we can be quiet and we can relax no matter what. It's really kind of amazing. So this living here where there's all of these animals and all of this nature and all this life all around me gives me a chance to honor life and be excited for it, but also to be able to relax no matter what's going on around me. That's the whole point of it, right? Another coping skill that you might really be interested in is to find a way to do what I call facial aerobics, where you move your face in all different ways, because there's lots of muscles in your face. These striated muscles in your face, you know, they're connected to your heart. They're connected to the rest of your being. So if you walk around with a stressed, flat face all the time, you're never going to be able to really experience the greatness of a full range of emotions. So I'd call it facial aerobics. Move your face all around. See how many weird faces you can make in a couple minutes. And give yourself a break. Have some water to drink. That's another good one. There's all kinds of things. So I've spent about the last 10 minutes or so sharing all kinds of amazing coping skills that are fun. Coloring, skipping. Oh, I love to skip or play hopscotch. You know, when I was younger and I had all those heavy times I mentioned earlier, I was really struggling with being almost depressed and heavy, and I didn't feel good about life and everything was difficult. Well, now it's not the case because I started telling myself I'm having fun. So remember that wherever your thinking goes, wherever your energy goes, whatever is going on, that's where the energy of your life is going. So what are you thinking about right now? What are your primary thoughts? Are they hopeful? Are they excited? Are they beautiful? Are you being nice to yourself? What are you doing? I ask you, take a second. Check in right here. What are you thinking about? Anything that's not of love and kindness and compassion, it can leave now. The biggest coping skill that I ever use, and the strongest one, is to change my thinking. When I change my thinking, I change my life. I get whatever I look for. You get whatever you're looking for. So think about all the fun coping skills you can do. Everything from sipping a cup of tea while you relax on the porch around beautiful plants, listening to life all around, children and dogs and birds and cats. So in the work I do with the visionaries and artists and musicians, we always have fun doing our coping skills. It doesn't have to be heavy, and we all use them all the time, whether we call them coping skills or not. So as my assistant suggested that I do a video on having fun with coping skills, she's an amazing creative person too. So for all of us out there who are visionaries and all of us who are bringing lightness and goodness to the world, I wish you fun using your coping skills. I wish you a smile. And until the next video, be well. Thank you for listening. I trust you gained some valuable inspiration and information. Please join me and other visionaries in the Someone Gets Me Facebook group. Or for more information on my services and additional episodes, visit someonegetsme.com. Again, thanks for listening.